What are you talking about, Mr. Boyd?
Yeah, it was very happy with the first three quarters. Unfortunately, we've seen the fourth quarter where we get a lead and we don't have a finishing mentality. And that lack of finishing mentality, if we can't correct it in the next 27 days, will come back to bite us at the most inopportune time. And as I shared with Tracy and Yao, it already has. 2 years ago against Dallas, up 2-0, 88-82, two straight games, no finishing mentality, and cost us. And obviously, we looked at the scoreboard. We played the score instead of the game. And it could have cost us tonight, but in the bigger picture, it already has cost us. Before and will cost us again unless we can get it corrected.
What happened differently when you start looking at the scoreboard? Besides just the score changing as much as it did?
Lack of offensive energy, lack of defensive intensity, lack of pursuit of the ball on the board.
Is it as simple as rebounding? It's fairly well dominated the board on the board.
That's part of it. That's a big part of it, yeah. It changed in the fourth dramatically, getting beat off the dribble, making mistakes. Delfino got two threes off mistakes. Chauncey Phillips got a three off a mistake.
Jeff, can you talk about since his return from the knee injury and his play since then, it's like he picked up where he left off before he started. He shut down his turnover tonight. Can you talk a little about his play?
I thought, again, he mirrored our team tonight. I thought he was great for three quarters. I thought the fourth quarter was no one's finest moment or finest hour. I think, in general, the team has played 12 games in 21 days and was 9-3 in that time and did a good job. I think Yao has done a good job. I think he needs to get a finishing mentality. I think he needs to be a killer when he has 20 to get 30 and 30 to get 40 and 40 to get 50 for us to do anything. We got to be able to go to him late. He's got to be able to get good, clean looks off, which did not happen tonight. And to me, that has nothing to do with the defense being played other than the intensity was up. It has to do with a mentality of a hunger to keep wanting to kick ass.
Nothing to do physically with where he is,
I'm not saying that. No, I'm not, because he does look a little bit tired, but you know what? I don't think that has to do with the injury because he's always looked tired late in games, you know? But that's the point. If it's not just him, it's our whole team, but since he and Mac are going to be the guys we're going to, and the post game is harder, and more is let go in the post as the game progresses, there's got to be a fight that figures it out. Because, again, we got to be able to get it in there, and we got to be able to get quality, clean looks off, and despite what the defense is doing. And so I think he's been great. I thought he was great for three quarters tonight. And like our team, doesn't have the finishing mentality that we need right now. I think it's a team thing. We don't finish, particularly with leads, the way you need to. And all I'm saying is it's already cost us and will cost us again if we can't rectify it in 27 days.
We have to go into 9 here.
Yeah, no, we did so many good things in those first three quarters. I thought we got off to a great start. We were ready, which this team has been. I would say you can count on one hand the times they haven't been ready. Most times those have been the low-energy games at home back-to-back for whatever reason. We're 1-4 in those back-to-backs at home. But for the most part, we're ready, and I thought we defended well early. I thought we got quality shots. and on through half, start the second half. And then when I broke the lineup at the end of the third and to start the fourth, again, it gives me pause to think, you know, am I playing, you know, too many? Because there's too many mistakes, too many empty possessions. So, that's on me.
You talked several times about how lack the finishing mentality hurt you a couple of years ago and it's going to hurt you again. Why do you think you could change? I think in your mind it's been the same the whole way. You haven't had one for well over 2 years.
Because I really believe our guys want to strive to do better, and they want to win, and either I have to drive them to it, or they've got to drive themselves to take this habit of, you know, lead, score, drop in intensity, pursue the ball less, take bailout shots, you know, and really. What we did tonight was we stumbled to the finish line and we fell over the line and we won. That's what we did. And we won. And all I'm saying is 2 years ago, we game three, 88-82, game four, 88-82, we stumbled to the line and fell just short. And so all I'm saying is, I already know what the result will be if we don't change it. And they do too. And so that's why I think it will change. It will, because we have great guys who care as much as any team in this league. They do. They are a great group to work with. They're a great group to deal with. They're unselfish. They're all those things. Unless that changes, though, none of that matters. If they can't drive themselves to the point of not accepting that, because sometimes you just got to be a tough nut down the stretch where, hey, it's hand-to-hand combat, particularly in the post, and or for loose. There's no more loose ball fouls in the fourth. It's you and him, and figure it out how to get the rebound, whoever that guy is.